Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 Virtual Conference Series. And in this particular clip, Gene Chasky, the event's host, was interviewing Acorn's CEO, Noah Kerner. And she asked him in this particular clip again, she asked him, what would he do if he were a credit union? And this was Noah's response.
So you guys talked early on. I don't remember the name of the woman who was speaking, but she spoke about this idea of adding products, and I would bring it back to the same thing I said, which is our mission and purpose and vision comes back to helping everyday Americans save and invest every day. So all the products connect back to that. If I'm in the credit business, credit connects to most things in your financial life too. I would just make sure that connection is woven very clearly. Because if people are coming to you for credit, make sure they understand how that weaves into the other areas and the other products. Because if it's just other ancillary products with no connectivity, no clear connectivity, I think people sort of scratch their heads and wave it off and don't pay attention. When you look at attach rates for most companies that offer products that are not their core, they're really bad, right? They're really bad. And if you want to drive attach rates back to the idea of a system, you have to have a unifying purpose and you have to show the customer how all the things that are there connect back to that central thing that they've come to you for. And again, credit is related to a lot of things in your financial life. So that's how I would think about it.
Later in the show, we are going to hear from Hubert Joly, who led the turnaround at Best Buy. He sat down for an interview with Sam Paxson, who we saw before. And among the things that stands out from that conversation is that he refused to get hung up on either or choices. He embraced the possibilities of and because of this, he was able to find ways to coexist, even to partner with the likes of Amazon instead of being looking at them solely as competition. I'm wondering how you think credit unions and fintechs can coexist. How you see this landscape as an opportunity, perhaps for an and instead of for an either or?
Well, it's a grow the pond mentality, and I think if you start with purpose and mission, then you would look to align with anybody who sort of supports your purpose and mission and put that first over the business. And there have been a lot of success stories around that kind of mentality. I think it's basically called market leadership, being a market leader, thinking about raising up the whole, rising tide lifts all boats, that kind of mentality. We think that way about saving and investing. When I see other people helping everyday Americans save and invest, I'm like, great. That's good for America. That's good for people. That's good for society. We laid down this sort of audacious 100 million everyday Americans saving and investing every day. And the way I thought about it was not that everybody needs to use Acorns, although I would love if all 100 million people used Acorns, but it doesn't need to be that all 100 million people use Acorns. That ambition is 100 million people saving and investing every day. So I think I share very much that mentality, but that mindset comes from a mission first, customer first perspective. And I don't think a lot of people in financial services operate that way.
Thank you very much, Gene and Noah, and stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 Virtual Conference Series here on CU Broadcast.